This is Just Talking It Up with Janet and Crash.
Welcome back to Just Talking It Up. I'm Janet. I'm here with my buddy Crash. And we have a lot to talk about today, and we stirred up a lot of attention with our show last week with Would Jesus Shoot Bambi? So I want to say hello to my buddy Crash first. Hello, Crash.
Hey, how you doing, Janet? I guess people would have stopped us on the street if they knew how to place a face with the voice here and said, "Are you folks nuts?" Absolutely. Check that box for me.
Well, I hope you haven't gotten too much hate mail over Would Jesus Shoot Bambi, but we're going to stay on that topic this week.
Let's stick around. No leaving a good thing, right?
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Not only would Jesus shoot Bambi, but hunting is a wonderful tool for ministry. And let me explain to you where my thoughts are. There is a show. I'm sorry, say that again.
I want to hear this.
Well, buckle your seatbelts.
All right, ready.
There is a show that is on fire right now on A&E called Duck Dynasty. I've mentioned it to you before off the air. But listen, this is a family. It's a fellow named Phil Robertson, and he has started his own company making duck calls. Well, lo and behold, I'm reading his book right now, or a book about his life, his family's life. And they have a show every single week that is so on fire, and people are just loving it. And it's almost like it's like the new revelation of clean, good old fashioned fun and without crossing the line on taste or anything else. It's kind of like the old Andy Griffith show. It's not anything like that, but it's not that same setting, but it's the same clean family entertainment that once you get to know the characters, it really is entertaining. And they, at the end of every show, they basically have a prayer. They make it very clear throughout the entire show that they're Christians, that they serve a mighty God who has given them all of the animals and tools to take care of animals and to hunt them and everything else. And it's really just a great show. And so I see hunting as, it's brand new to me now, but I see it as a ministry tool. I think that is fantastic that this family is doing so well on their show. So what do you think about that? Not only does Jesus shoot Bambi, but he saves people right after the shot.
Okay, well, sit back and take some notes here, okay, Janet? Number one, I'm glad to hear that it's on fire. Who set the fire? I want to give them a medal. Duck Dynasty is nuts. How in the world can you sit and watch that for more than 3 minutes and 32 seconds? I have tried my best to watch it, and let me tell you, I will grant you that there are fine people. I have also read something about them, and Robertson, I guess his name is Phil Robertson, you said,
yeah,
had a great athletic career, I think, in one of the Louisiana colleges, and a fine, upstanding guy, great business. But that show is for the pits. I mean, that is just that makes Andy Griffith look like the Harvard Review.
So, I don't know that I'd go that far, but you know, if you would give it a little more of a chance, I think you would find it. I think you would find maybe see what other people are seeing in it. I think the fact is there's one character, his brother Phil. Phil is the patriarch of this family, and his wife Kay is a wonderful cook, and his brother Cy, who is a Vietnam vet. To me, if we're going to compare it to the Andy Griffith show, Cy is the Ernest T. Bass character.
Ernest T. Bass, there you go.
And and all of Phil's sons and their wives, they're running this company, and it really is. You have to know the characters. It's just like Floyd the Barber may not have been so funny the first time people saw him, but everybody loves Floyd. You know,
love
when you're watching
Floyd
Andy
DeBar.
Griffith,
love
so,
Floyd.
You know, but the first time you saw him, you may have been sitting there thinking, wow, what a dimwit. you know, or Barney Fife. You may have thought, why is this skinny little guy jumping around? I mean, you know, you have to get to know the character. So in defense of Duck Dynasty, once you listen to what they say and how they say it and what they're thinking and what they decide about, it is absolutely comical. My whole family is hooked on it, and we are so anxious for the new series to start. We've got them all DVR'd, and we watch them over and over and over again. And it, to me, it never
Lord,
gets...
Lord, would you please help Janet and her family get something worthwhile to watch?
Well, everything can't be a BBC documentary, Crash. You know, you got to have some kind of mind candy somewhere.
You're talking about Downton Abbey, which I love, yes.
Well, that's a historical piece that people get hooked into also. I'm just in defense of the would Jesus shoot Bambi? Jesus would not only shoot Bambi, but he'd hide in a duck blind and he'd shoot a duck. I believe that he'd blow up a beaver dam if he was ruining his water supply.
I think he would also say, I don't have time to watch Duck Dynasty. Those guys are nuts.
Well, now, when it comes right down to it, that's probably true. I don't think he would be a big TV fan, but he is, I'm sure that he is a life fan.
You have raised an interesting thing, though. Let's look at shows like that. It seems like probably that you have, I think you call him a patriarch. Really, it's the person who has a little bit of sense. And so that would be Phil. And I would grant you that he has a little bit of sense, okay? But he would be the Andy Griffith. Kay, I guess, would be the Aunt Bee. She's sort of the glue in the background that holds things together.
That's right.
Cy, I guess, is, like you say, he's Barney Fife, or he may be Floyd the Barber. And who's Ernest T. Bass? Now, that's what I got to know. Who's Ernest T. Bass?
I think, in my mind, Cy is pretty much everybody, because all those odd characters. This is a fella who is, he's just an old guy who's just salt of the earth, I believe, but he's just so funny. He's very outspoken, and he rarely uses big words in the right context, nor does he pronounce them correctly. And it just is, it's kind of a, whenever he gets in front of the camera, it's quite entertaining, and he's apparently the most popular character on their show.
Well, my sister always says, I see you, do you see me? It's Ernest T. You know, that's interesting, but let's take it a step further. Let's look at Blind Duck Dynasty. Okay, look at Duck Dynasty in comparison to who's the guy that goes out and chases all the bad guys and pulls them in. What's his name?
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I love Dog the Bounty Hunter. But you've got the same thing. You've got the girl, which is wife, who holds things together. She's the voice of reason. He's, I guess, sort of the patriarch. And then you got these other guys running around. But they're all fairly, they've all got some pretty good sense. They don't have any idiots in there. Now, I happen to like Dog the Bounty Hunter. So, does that put me
in? Are you serious?
I do.
There is a reality show that you actually watch and give credit to?
I didn't say that. I didn't say I watched it a lot, but I have probably watched that one more than I have any other. And if there's one person on TV that I would rather meet than others, it would be Dog Chapman.
Is he a believer?
He is. Claims to be.
And does he make it apparent on the show?
He does. Absolutely does.
Well, see I don't think I've ever seen Dog the Bounty Hunter, but I know he's popular.
Yeah, well, he's cut from a different mold, but he was in prison for numerous charges. He's a rough-looking guy. He's married to a girl who is the quintessential replication of every hotsy-totsy woman with high heel spike shoes and short shorts that you've ever seen, but there's something deep down inside her that's really pretty good, and it is kind of an interesting show.
You make her sound like kind of a Tammy Baker sort of a character.
She would make Tammy Baker look like she had on long dresses.
Well, I hadn't really linked all this together, that with the hunting and Jesus and Duck Dynasty and Dog the Bounty Hunter. I mean, it just, and also in into the Andy Griffith Show. You know, Andy Griffith always had a, their message at the end of the day was generally one of common sense, and it was a pretty good display of single fatherhood, of a single man who's trying to raise a child, you know, and dating, and all, there are all kinds of wonderful things about that show, and I think it still appeals to people because people, I think people are for the most part good. I think people are generally good, and we are drawn to something that enhances that good and makes us better. And I, even Andy Griffith was, you know, touted to be a Christian and went to church on Sunday, and you know, there were many references to God in that show. And for shows to be bolder now, like I assume Dog the Bounty Hunter, like Duck Dynasty, where they bring Jesus right into the spotlight, I think it actually is a, we use, that we should be using these things as a tool. What we're called to do is to bring Jesus to a lost world. And I think that, I just think that's outstanding. And if you can take somebody hunting and witness to them while you're there and just explain God's creation and how we're to be responsible with this stuff, I just, everything ought to be a tool, and I just think hunting is a tool.
I think you got a good point, and I think the parenthetical way that that you tell me that they use comments about faith and Christ and afterlife and laws and what have you is good. Now, I haven't seen it enough to know that, quite honestly. And you might say in the case of Dog the Bounty Hunter that his the prayer that he has at the beginning and the end of each capture of someone who's has gone against the law might seem kind of funny. He says, "Thank you, Lord, for helping us catch this criminal." Now, does God want to do that? I'm sure that he does. You know, but you really, I guess, as I've sat here and thought about it, you can go back and look at a lot of shows over the years. And more recently, the one called Orange County Choppers. Now, I initially loved watching that, but then the fight between this boy and his father and the fact that they couldn't get that resolved just absolutely turned me off. And the father was such a, I thought, a scurrilous character that I just quit watching it. I think it's still on. I think they've had spinoffs and what have you. But you do have a similar thing. You've got a foil, which was one of the brothers. You've got a strong character, and you've got conflict. So I guess to some degree that's where some of these things have picked up such a large following, that it's some sort of microscopic look at segments of life.
Well, you know, I'm glad to know that you don't lump everything in with Honey Boo Boo, because every reality show is not the same. I'm not a reality show fan.
I think there's absolutely no redeeming features of Honey Boo Boo.
I've honestly only seen like snippets of it, and It's almost like following up an ambulance or a fire truck or stopping to watch the cleanup of a car accident. I don't see any redeeming value to a lot of these things either. I mean, there are strategic game shows like the one where they vote everybody off the island, and I've forgotten the name of that one, but it's hugely popular again. But some of these other reality shows, I'm just glad to see that someone is kind of bending things toward the good. I think that we're drawn to something that is good. And while it may be mindless to watch this family of duck call makers get into fixes every week or try something new or pull tricks on each other or whatever, it is mindless. But at the same time, it is for them and for the body of Christ, I just believe they're using that as a tool. I don't think that's what they set out to be, was TV stars, but I think that their fame and stardom has taken them beyond their wildest dreams of what they dreamed about their company 20, 30 years ago when they started making these duck calls. So I just think you're given a platform, and if you're responsible and you're a believer, you need to be using that platform for Jesus. That's what we're commanded to do.
Well, I think as a believer that we need to act in a believing manner in everything that we do. But I would doubt if the overriding impulse or reason for starting Duck Dynasty was as a ministry. That's probably parenthetical that that has happened. Would you not say so?
Yeah, I think the way it actually even started out, they've been making videos for a long, long time about duck hunting, and people got, I guess they were available online, and you could buy a video on how to use their duck calls and strategic things to do with a duck blind and when and how to pull in ducks and how to use decoys and all that, everything that has to do with duck hunting. I think that it started out as how-to videos that they... people got to know them, and they got really a cult following because people got to hear their personalities because they were just being themselves. There was nothing about it that was scripted or it just was a bunch of guys and family. They were all family members or friends, close friends, and they got along so well, and they all happened to be believers. And so their faith spilled into those videos as well, and people just liked it. They were good folks. They liked knowing them. And so they liked bringing them into their homes, and this cult following started. They started making money on their videos, and I guess that's where A&E kind of got the idea of, hey, let's turn these videos into something. Let's make it available to everybody. So they made this television show out of it. I mean, they've been making these videos for probably 10 or 15 years, and just because they want to be helpful to their customers, and they want to share what they know about hunting with other people. And you know, the smartest way to market that and to do it to help the company was to sell videos. So that's what they were doing.
Two thoughts here. Number one, as I look at the girls that these guys are married to, my first thought was these guys must be pretty sharp because they're not going to attract someone like these young ladies if they're not. That's number one. Number two, I think we ought to change the name of this show from Would Jesus Shoot Bambi to Would Jesus Shoot Daffy Duck?
Yes, I believe he would shoot Daffy Duck.
Okay, well, that's what we're talking about. Daffy Duck and Duck Dynasty, I think those things kind of go together. So I'm going to vote that we change the name of this show to Would Jesus Shoot Daffy Duck?
Would Jesus shoot every Disney character that there is?
He probably would.
depending on if his children were still into the video age or not.
You know, that's you brought up something very, very interesting. It's really too bad that Disney has not, maybe didn't have the worldview to bring Christianity or Christian faith or life lessons into those particular shows and characters and what have you. Just think of the influence that could have been on the culture.
Well, you're talking about cartoons. Are you talking about the movies that they, because their movies always tried, I think they always tried to have a kind of a moral ending. Not sure how Christian it would be.
I think that's kind of gotten away in recent years, but now you brought up a real peripheral issue. How can it be moral without being Christian? But if morality is centered on Christ, now there's a topic. Maybe we better tell the folks on Worldview Matters to have that discussion.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Can there be truth without Jesus?
Yeah. Or is Jesus the center of all truth, the author and the finisher of the faith? From Daffy Duck to the author and the finisher of the face. Is that a 180 or what? I don't know.
Well, I tell you what puts my stomach in a knot is the day that Disney decides to do a movie on Jesus. Now, that would be a problem for me.
Because of the viewpoint that they would take or what?
Oh, yeah, because of the viewpoint they would take, because of what they would ignore from the gospel and what they would bring out from the gospel. Yeah. You can make the gospel, you can use the gospel to fight just about any argument if you distort it.
Yeah. That's true. You almost can proof text anything you want to say.
Yeah. I think that's why we have so many different denominations and so many different opinions and interpretations on biblical on scripture. So, but at the same time, it would be nice to have Jesus introduced to children, but boy, howdy, I wouldn't want Disney to do it. Maybe Focus on the Family could do something like that, you know, and make it a blockbuster.
Yeah, they have done that in the Odyssey series, which is an incredibly well-produced series of DVDs and CDs.
Sure.
And one of my grandchildren in particular has used those and listened to those extensively for some time. And it's a tremendous look into a Christian worldview using the backdrop of more cartoonish type interaction and characters.
Sure.
So I think that's a wonderful.
Did you ever see any of the series, the VeggieTales?
I did see a few, not many, but I did see a few of those.
Well, this is a perfect analogy for me. VeggieTales is for kids, and Duck Dynasty is for grown-ups. It doesn't get into deeper subjects, but it's just the same lighthearted truth.
The people of VeggieTales would probably be offended by your characterization.
I don't know. They might be Duck Dynasty fans. They all like Psy. This would make them happy, happy, happy.
Psy is a hard guy not to like. I'd like to see what he looks like under that beard.
Well, you know, all of those guys, there are pictures in the book that I have that Willie Robertson has written. And Willie is the one he's the middle son. I don't think he's the youngest, but I don't believe he's the oldest. But he's the one that is the CEO of the company, Duck Commander, I think. And Duck Dynasty is just the name of the show. And it's called Dynasty, I suppose, because there's so many family members involved. Yeah. But there are pictures of all these guys, including Psy and including Phil, that are clean shaven. And I'm telling you, my daughter and I have had this conversation. As a woman, those guys are so good looking. They, every single one of them, including Psy, there's not a one of them that wasn't really good looking at some long point in their life, in their college years and just after. When they started growing these beards, it's very different. But that's what they do. They want to leave
I'm not surprised at that. I'm not surprised at all.
But every one of them are so handsome, and just because they're funny, the way they are funny, Jace, who is, his name is Jason, I suppose, but they call him Jace, his dry wit. You know, my dad used to tell me that a sense of humor is a sign of intelligence, and these guys are, every one of them are so funny on purpose in their own way with their own personalities. I see the family as being very, very smart, and I really believe that that's part of how they were so successful, besides just God's providence. But
I think you have to be pretty smart to use the subtle humor that they attempt to use. You can be fairly dumb and have overt humor. You have to be pretty smart to use subtle humor. And I think that there is a tremendous degree of subtlety to what they do. Certainly, they can't be taking themselves seriously when they do the things that they do. Janet, do you think these guys take themselves seriously? And do you think that other shows that we've talked about similarly have not taken themselves seriously?
Oh, I think the Duck Dynasty guys, I think the Robertson family, they all know what they've got. I think these guys are so smart. And I think they make fun of themselves. They're doing a parody of themselves. I don't think that they genuinely would rather be blowing stuff up. I know that they do a lot of this stuff for camera's sake, but they also know who their audience is, and they know what their audience likes. So they're playing a lot of this stuff now, just because I think they are that smart. They know that Psy blowing up his truck because he didn't want somebody else to be driving it. They know that that is something that the audience is just going to laugh at and say, "I wish I had enough money where if I didn't want to drive my car anymore, I could just go blow it up. Wouldn't that be fun?" I mean,
I saw him take a chainsaw and cut a hole in a little playhouse that he had made for his grandchildren.
Yes, now that was Phil. Phil's the one that did that. He's the patriarch. Now his brother is Psy. You don't think he really would do that as a genuine way to fix the playhouse? No, I don't think so.
It looked pretty good to me. Now, what I couldn't understand the lawnmower race where one guy was using a push mower. So that was
I saw that one. We've seen all of them, and we are. I think those characters are so endearing. Part of the reason, I think, is because they are believers. We know that they are our brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ. But the other thing is because they're so much like our own family. If my family exploited the stupid stuff about us, we would do some of the same things because it just is normal, good old down home fun. So I think they have wisely chosen to put themselves before the public, and they are using that platform to bring Jesus into the spotlight. Now, you got to give a lot of credit to A&E for their editing, because deciding when you cut somebody off and when you replay a certain soundbite and how you arrange those shots in the order of things, that takes somebody who understands how the media works, and they make that show very funny. Whoever's producing and editing that stuff is brilliant, because it's very, very funny, and they take advantage of every opportunity. But they also take every opportunity to take as much religion out as they can. But now the Robertsons have so much of it in there, and in this book that I'm reading about their lives, they say there's a whole lot more stuff about Jesus and about the Bible and about how our faith plays into everything we do in these shows, but they take it out, and as long as they don't take everything out, we're good. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. I understand it. It is, I think they do take themselves seriously as responsible men of faith, and I think they take themselves seriously as responsible comedic actors.
Okay, so, big question. I got a big question here now. You know my sister.
Yes.
Which character would she play if we had one of these in our family?
Let's see. She would probably... Wow, she would probably be one of the guys. She would be Jace, because she is extremely intelligent. She is very quiet. She is
Wait a minute. We're talking about the same sister.
Brilliant mind. Talking about the same sister. Absolutely. She is about as smart a cookie as
she
has ever come out of the earth.
It's quiet that I was saying. I'm not sure about it. If there's anyone more outspoken than her, I don't know who it is. Unless it's me, maybe. She would say it's me.
You know, I could relate each one of those characters in Duck Dynasty to each one of the members of your family that I know. So, and that's, you know, you guys take yourself seriously when it's important, and you don't take yourself seriously when it's important. Well, so, you know, that's, there you go.
That's, you know, I think that's a good analysis for us to look at ourselves or look at our family and say, okay, if we were Duck Dynasty or we were Dog the Bounty Hunter, what roles would each of us play? Maybe that's something you think about it from your standpoint, Janet. I'll think about it from my standpoint. We can have this discussion either on air or off air, but I think it's a very valuable look into the reality of our families. We've gone a long ways from Jesus Shoot Bambi Part 2 to Would Jesus Shoot Daffy Duck to
take himself seriously?
Or if you were to do a Duck Dynasty show, who would you play? So,
wow.
This has been a, talk about a smorgasbord. This has been a smorgasbord 30 minutes.
Well, I tell you what, this has been fun. As always, it's fun. And I'm grateful for our audience. And I hope that you will tell your friends about us if you like us. And if you don't like us, tell your friends about us and send them all to bigbrainsmedia.com. And whether you like us or not, give a listen to some of those other shows. You've just got to find something that you like on there. There are several different ideas and topics to choose from. Everything from college sports with Auburn Unleashed and Bama Talk and to women's issues at Eavesdrop and Worldview Matters is something that I think everybody ought to listen to, just because I think it does matter what your worldview is, and there's just a whole bunch there that people can listen to, and I thank the guys at bigbrainsmedia.com for supporting us, and I thank our marvelous magician producer who puts this together for us each week. And we appreciate you, JP.
And, hey, let me throw in a word for James. You know, if there's anybody who uses his notoriety to share his worldview, it's James Spann. He is one outstanding human being.
He is the man, isn't he? He is awesome. And I honestly count it an honor that he calls me friend. So,
as do I.
And we appreciate him very much. And JP, you fall from a mighty big oak, and you're proven just the same. So we appreciate your production. And Crash, I want to thank you too. This has been great. I appreciate it. Go watch Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, I got to rotate the tires on my car today, so I think maybe I won't.
Hey, you have a good week. We'll talk to you next time. Come join us again, folks.
See you.
To send an email to Janet or Crash, the address is feedback@justtalkingitup.com.